So while we wait on the rest of the folks to come in, who else wants to ask me a question? And I'll make up an answer.
It's question. Do you think that I should offer a first class or free, or do you think that cheapens the experience?
I don't think, you're the only studio in town. You're not in a huge competitive position, but what you have to do is wrest them away from the other studios. What you have to do is climb the mountain. You should try this. This could work for you. And so instead of saying the first class is free, say come to our little, we're just doing a mini tryout. We're having tryout sessions where you can come and try us out. Maybe those free.
Maybe do that once a month.
Yeah. Instead of saying, oh, just come take your first class for free, say come to one of our tryout sessions. Those are always free. They're samples. Think of this as the mini sample, small chocolates that you do. And see, it's not that you're just having trouble getting them to come to your studio instead of the others. You're having to just convince them that yoga can work. That somebody in their particular shape, whatever shape they're in, and we're all in a different shape, that they could do this. That's what I do. One of our try it, you'll like it sessions. So make that barrier of the first thing even lower. Now your goal is to get more people to do that first thing.
Yeah.
You want more and more people to do that first thing, so you want to make it easier and a smaller step. Because right now, they feel like they have to step into taking a class. Well, I'm not prepared to take a class. I don't know this. Some of us have trouble with this, but I think that what you now you want to make, instead of saying that you have to step all the way up to taking a full class, and even how long it lasts, is it an hour? It's an hour and 15 minutes. I'll probably die if I try to do all of that. So now you're making it smaller and smaller. So now there's a try it out class, and then besides that, then we have a 5 minute quickie.
5 minute.
Call it something else. Leave it a quickie, people will come. I want to go for the 5 minute quickie. What's it like? The 5 minute feel good. And you just walk them through some breathing exercises in 5 minutes. And they go, that was wonderful. And you say, that was yoga. See, you can do yoga. It's that easy. And teach them one pose that they can do. And then you can do that anywhere you go. So if you end up at the trade show, you just have people step into your booth. Just step in. And they stand there and you put them on the special little mat. And it's not a yoga mat. It's some beautiful little, it's like a tablecloth. I mean, I don't know. It's something nice and beautiful and textural. You let them stand on it and you make them breathe and hold their hands however in a very yoga-y way. That was yoga. Well, I can do that. Well, we're having a free try it out session on Friday. Come over and see us. Oh, it's only a 20 minute thing. You can totally do it. You don't need anything special. All different times. So there you go. So you're all different schedules. Schedule your tryouts sometimes during the evening, sometimes during the day, especially during the day people. So there needs to be lots of different ways to sample it and decide you like it.
Right.
Not just you have to come to a class to see what it's like. Is that plan? Do the lunchtime quickie, sure. And then people will be like, can't we just have that as a regular class all the time? And say, yeah, we'll make a class out of that. So start thinking of ways to cut down the barrier to entry into little tiny itty bitty steps.
I want a lunchtime quickie.
I'm saying people would want a lunchtime quickie. They would.
Thank you.